On today's 680 CJOB Sports Show, I discuss the Winnipeg Jets' upcoming five-game schedule that will wrap up the regular season. Are the Colorado Avalanche actually a good opponent for them? Plus, we're joined by Kevin Pauls to talk all about the Manitoba Junior Hockey League playoffs. Enjoy this edition of the 680 CJOB Sports Show. But I want to talk about the Winnipeg Jets right now and the importance of a strong finish. Yeah, it's important to be healthy. And I know a lot of teams are going to just rest their players, not really care one spot in the standings. But I really think that this one spot could be a game breaker, a series changer for the Winnipeg Jets playing the Colorado Avalanche, who a lot of people are quick to point to them being Stanley Cup champions in 2022. Round of applause. That's very impressive. They also lost last year in the first round to Seattle. Now, is that good or bad? Are Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Cale Makar, those are three potential future Hall of Famers that I just listed off there. Are they going to take that personally, as Michael Jordan once said, and just go off this first round? I could see a world where Nathan MacKinnon has 14 points in the first round of the playoffs. For sure I could. He's been there, he's done that, and he's a heck of a player. But the Winnipeg Jets would be better off, of course they would, with home ice advantage. Just look at the records this season at home and on the road. Like, Nathan MacKinnon has almost a point in every single home game this season. I know the streak ended off of a kind of controversial play, if you will. But at home, they are still just a very dominant team. At Ball Arena, the Colorado Avalanche are 29-8-1. 29-8-1. That's the most wins on home ice of any team in the National Hockey League. Conversely, if you take the overtime and shootout losses, of which they have five, and add it to their losses, because they didn't leave the game with a win, no shootouts in playoffs, yes, but they had 19 wins and 21 losses at home this season. Huge discrepancy. Now, for the Winnipeg Jets, it's a bit more equal. The Jets were 25-11-3 at home and 22-13-3 on the road. That's a difference of three games. They played one more at home than they have on the road. That'll fix up this week. What a week ahead for the Winnipeg Jets. Nashville, Dallas, and Colorado have a week. Thank goodness they've already clinched a playoff spot. Am I right, Jets fans? Could you imagine a world where the Jets are staring down the barrel of potentially missing the playoffs? And this is what the schedule makers came up with? A road trip where first you go to Minnesota and then come back to Winnipeg, then go to Nashville and begin the week of what could have been death, but instead it's going to be the week of, hey, let's try to get home ice, which I'm cool with. I'd love for them to get home ice. But what they can do is understand that they are one of the eight teams to get a regulation win in Colorado this year. 4-2 win earlier this season in Colorado. Huge. They're going to need their captain in that series. And we can say all we want about how things can change in a hurry. Can they? Dallas Stars got the win over Colorado last night. They're 5 points ahead now. Now, I don't want to crown them before they earn it fully, but the Dallas Stars, they're the best team in the Central. I said it. They're the best team in the Central. They've got scoring on all four lines. They added to the one area of weakness, a defensive-minded right-shot defenseman. They went out and got the best one available, Chris Tanev. He's been unbelievable since going to Dallas. Matt Duchene was bought out of his last contract. Now look at him. He's a huge piece of that team, and he's only averaging about 13 minutes a game. And don't get me started on the guys who once upon a time were the guys who were putting up millions of points. But the resurgence of guys like Tyler Seguin, who has 25 goals this year, 52 points. Jamie Benn had an off year last year. He's back up to 59 points. They just are getting so many contributions. The Dallas Stars have 9 players with over 50 points this season. I'm going to compare that to the Winnipeg Jets. That's 9 players with more than 50 points this season. The Jets have 4. 9 players with over 50 points. Now, what the Jets do have that no other team, I want to say in the league, definitely not the Central Division, is the advantage in goal. Jake Oettinger has certainly been better of late, but if you look at his entire season-long body of work, still just a .903 save percentage. They're having conversations in Colorado about whether or not Alexander Georgiev should even start in game one of the playoffs. He has not been very good recently or all season. And you would have liked, if you're a Colorado Avalanche fan, for him to even be better last spring against Seattle. So that's where the advantage really lies for the Winnipeg Jets. They need their best player, Connor Hellebuck, to be their best player. And if he can, then I like the Winnipeg Jets odds against anyone. The MJHL is down to its final four, and each series is tied at 1. We now welcome on the voice of the Niverville Nighthawks, Kevin Pauls. He's been covering the MJHL since back in 2015. Kevin, really appreciate you taking the time tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Thanks, Ross. Yeah, I'm doing great. This is great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's a no-brainer. I mean, when Skylar Peters gives you the tap on the shoulder, I mean, you just know you're in for a treat. So really happy to have you on. And as a guy who's been around this league for now 8-9 seasons, how have you watched the development of not only the players within the league and the quality of hockey, but the league success as well?
Well, you know, in the ever-expanding, junior hockey ranks, it's important for the Manitoba League, especially to keep pace with the likes of the Saskatchewan League, the Alberta League, and they're doing really well. You know, it's an enticing place for Manitoba players to stay. So the talent has been really good. The skill level is certainly there. You've seen that with the way a lot of players coming from prep schools where all they do is eat, sleep, and play hockey. So it's been a great breeding ground for that and a lot of success.
There's 13 teams now in the league, and we're down to the final four. Steinbach taking on OCN. Each series is tied at 1, the other one being Winkler and Verdun. Before I get into each series specifically, is there any surprise to you that these are the final four teams?
Not particularly. I mean, Steinbach was the best team overall in the league throughout the course of the regular season, so they would be considered a favorite here. And then you look at teams like Winkler, they're a pretty powerhouse team as well. They play a heavy game. They've got a lot of skill, good goaltending. So no brainer there as well. And with Verdun OCN, you know, Verdun's always been a team that's been lurking around the finals. They've been very successful, led by Coach Tyson Ramsey. And, you know, the OCN Blizzard, there's a team that, maybe stumbled out of the blocks this year, but they got great goaltending, scoring by committee. So all four of these teams really have a deserved place in these semifinals.
And each team is not given an inch with the tied situations in each one. Steinbach's record, just unbelievable all season long. And it seemed like they had an easier path out of the first round. They were the only team to sweep, but I know your Niverville Nighthawks, newer organization, gave them a good fight. So you got to see Steinbach up close for those four games. Like, are they deservedly might not be the right word, but they are the class of the MJHL.
Yeah, a great program in Steinbach, led by Coach Paul Dick. He does such a fantastic job recruiting. And when an organization has success like the Pistons have the last few years, you know, they're the current reigning champions. They've been in the finals previous to that. You know, the last decade has been very good in Steinbach. So when you have that, it attracts a lot of talent. A lot of people, a lot of players want to go there. There's a lot of Division I commits. You know, they have former NHLers they can boast from their previous rosters. So obviously that's a top-notch program that players want to go to. So that's just a continuation every season, it seems. They've just found themselves at the top of the league.
Now, even though it was a four-game sweep, a lot of these were just one-goal games, games three and game four. Game three going into double overtime as well. So it wasn't, you know, a four-game sweep as you'd think, where it's just a team kind of stomping all over, to use a piston term. But I want to look at this other series here in OCN. Like, to me, you'd almost hope that there was a little more of a break between games. They only got one day off after a seven-game series against Dauphin, in which game seven went to triple overtime, game six went to five overtimes, game four went to double overtime, and they had another overtime in there for game two. So how were they able to come out just a day after those two marathons and put out a 2-1 win in game one over Steinbach?
Well, everybody always talks about the difference between rest versus rust. And I think in this case with the Blizzard, they were used to playing that firehouse hockey where, you know, you're in extra fun, you know, playing overtime, next goal wins. And they played very well defensively and didn't give up many open opportunities, and then also received some fantastic goaltending from Thomas Anderson. So I think they carried that over, you know, with just a one day rest. You would assume that they'd be exhausted, but they didn't give the Pistons really any openings. It's been very anemic in that respect, where, you know, an opportunity presents itself and then the goaltender shuts it down. So I think they came out and surprised the Pistons with their work ethic and the lack of offensive opportunities.
Just unbelievable. Thomas Anderson in nine games this postseason has already played 686 minutes with all that overtime in there. He is committed to Niagara University, not for next year, but the year after. Just a sparkling season for him, a 931 save percentage in the regular season, 927 in the playoffs so far. Is he the best goalie in the MJHL?
You can certainly consider him up in the top ranks. I mean, Cole Sheffield from Dauphin, very good. Eric Reed from Verdun's a fantastic goaltender. Malachi Claussen from the Winkler Flyers. And, you know, my biased opinion, I think Raiden Legall is one of the top goaltenders in the league. So the league overall has a lot of great goaltending talent that folks can watch game in, game out.
Well, and it almost kind of makes me hope, just based on the numbers I was talking about with Anderson there, I'm almost hoping that they get a chance here to at some point, you know, take on Winkler. Because you look at the regular season, Dalton Andrew led the league in scoring with 82 points. Trent Penner finishing second with 78 points. Nobody else with more than 68. So those two were far and away the league leaders in scoring. Are they a team where if they're going to beat Verdun, it's going to be off of their offensive attack and ability?
Well, the Flyers play a very good game down low below the goal line. And if they're given the power play opportunities, especially, and that's where they generate a lot of their offense from, they're very hard to contend with. You know, they have other guys like Jace Lee Garden, who leads well off the rush. Broby Beauchemin, another fantastic offensively skilled player. So they do have a lot of weapons. They're very complete as far as a team is built. Justin Falk and his staff has done a fantastic job. I think they have 17 players at 6 feet or over. So very big team, a very hard team to play over a seven-game series. So, yeah, anybody that ends up playing the Winkler Flyers is going to feel it at the end of the day.
And we know both these series are going to change locations now, so it's almost, in a way, advantage to the teams who have been on the road to start this this Final Four in the Turnbull Cup playoffs, and that would give the advantage to OCN, who's coming home for games on Wednesday and Thursday this week. They're coming off a 4-3 loss in Game 2 in Steinbach, and then Verdun got the shutout in Game 1 against Winkler, but Winkler came back with a 2-1 victory in Game 2. So, as we are speaking with Kevin Pauls, the voice of the Niverville Nighthawks in the MJHL, I also heard a rumor that you can pick a game and pick a winner, as you won this year's analyst game in preview, where you guys pick who's going to win the weekend. So I need to know from you, who's winning each of these series, and who is your pick to be the 2024 Turnbull Cup champion?
Well, I'll start with Verdun and Winkler. And, you know, as much as it's hard for me not to hedge towards the Flyers, because I live down the road in Morden. I know quite a few of the players. Like I said, they're a big, tough team. I'm going to go against my other picks here, and I'm going to go with Verdun, the Oil Capitals, on this one, because very well organized, very skilled up front. They've got a reasonable, beyond reasonable amount of depth and good goaltending through Eric Reed. I think the Oil Caps can maybe outweigh the Winkler Flyers if they can stay out of the penalty box and not give the Flyers any extra opportunities on the man advantage. I think over a seven-game series, this is one that the Oil Capitals can win. On the other hand, between the Blizzard and the Steinbach Pistons, I think the Pistons are too much for the Blizzard. At the end of the day, Thomas Anderson is going to do everything he can, but you watch the Pistons, they'll make those adjustments. They're a very deep team too, and they've got good goaltending and Cole Plowman, arguably some of the best defensive pairings in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. So over a seven-game series, I think it's going to be too tough for the Blizzard to keep pace with the Pistons. So I expect to see an Oil Cap Steinbach Pistons final.
And don't think I'm letting you get out of here without naming a champion.
Okay. In the finals, I'm going with Verdun all the way here. I think Verdun has tasted the finals the last couple, 3 years. I think this is their year with the team that they've built. A lot of good leadership there. A number of returning WHL players, just to name one for sure. Grady Lane comes back to his hometown and is, you know, an integral player to that roster. I think the Verdun Oil Caps are going to take the finals.
Kevin, really appreciate your insight. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Kevin Pauls, the voice of the Niverville Nighthawks. Enjoy the next stretch of the MJHL playoffs and look forward to doing this again down the road.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Ross. Always a blast.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. If you like what you heard, guess what? You can hear more every weeknight on CJOB from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Subscribe if you'd like. We're available on iTunes and other places, I'd imagine. So farewell until we meet again.
Come on, and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to